American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 3B. Hello. Find the language laboratory activities for Tape 3B in your book. Look at Figure 1. The bar graph in Figure 1 indicates the number of people, men and women, who were without jobs in the town of Centerville during last year and this year. Listen to questions, then use the information in the graph to answer them. Number 1. How many women were without jobs last year? The answer is 400 women. Repeat, 400 women were unemployed last year. Number 2. How many men are unemployed this year? Repeat, 100 men are unemployed this year. Number 3. Does the graph indicate the reasons for unemployment? No, it doesn't. Repeat. The graph doesn't indicate the reasons for unemployment. Number 4. In which year were 300 men without jobs? The answer is last year. Repeat, 300 men were unemployed last year. Number 5. How many women are without employment this year? The answer is 500 women. Repeat, 500 women are without employment this year. Number 6. What was the total number of unemployed persons last year? The answer is 700. Repeat. The total number of unemployed persons last year was 700. Now look at the words in Figure 2. Repeat them. Main, main, get rid of, get rid of. Excellent, excellent. Definite, definite. Definitely, definitely. Listen to short conversations using the words in Figure 2.
Hi, Sue. Where are you going for your vacation?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Why did you choose Hawaii?
Hawaii's warm weather is the main reason. Maybe I can get rid of this cough and cold.
Repeat. The main reason. The main reason. The weather is the main reason. Listen.
Hawaii has very good weather.
Yes, Hawaii has excellent weather for a vacation.
Repeat, excellent weather. Excellent weather. Hawaii has excellent weather. Listen.
Have you made flight reservations?
Yes, I have a definite reservation for Sunday.
Repeat. Definite reservation. Definite reservation. I have a definite reservation. Listen.
Are you going to a warm location for your vacation, Tom?
No, I have to go back to my job in Alaska. And Alaska is definitely colder than Hawaii.
Repeat. Definitely colder. Definitely colder. Alaska is definitely colder than Hawaii. Now, on the lines next to the words in Figure 2, write the number of the sentence you hear that applies to the word. Number 1 is done for you. Number 1. Major Jones had a very good report. Which word means very good? The answer is excellent. Repeat. He had an excellent report. Number 2. Lieutenant Lee's report was the most important report of the day. Which word means most important? The answer is main. Repeat. It was the main report of the day. Number 3. The time for the appointment is sure. The secretary said to be on time. What is the word that means sure or certain? The answer is definite. Repeat. The appointment is definite. Number 4. The colonel is certainly older than the lieutenant. Which word means certainly or surely? The answer is definitely. Repeat. The colonel is definitely older than the lieutenant. Number 5. My headache won't go away. What is another way of saying this? The answer is get rid of. Repeat. I can't get rid of this headache. Look at the words in Figure 3. Repeat. Indefinite. Indefinite. Indefinitely. Indefinitely. Mainly. Mainly. Chiefly. Chiefly. Listen to sentences using the words in Figure 3. The time for the meeting is indefinite. We didn't decide on a certain time. Repeat. The meeting time is indefinite. Tom will stay in this country indefinitely. He doesn't know when he will leave. Repeat. He will stay indefinitely. Alex likes many things about his job, but he mainly likes the money he is paid. Repeat. He mainly likes the money. Alex likes many things about his job, but he chiefly likes the money he is paid. Repeat. He chiefly likes the money. On the lines in Figure 3, write the number of the sentence that applies to the word. Number 1. Tom doesn't know when he will leave this country. He's going to stay. The answer is indefinitely. Repeat, indefinitely. Indefinitely. He's going to stay indefinitely. Number 2. The thing Alex likes most about his job is the money. He likes the money. The answer is mainly. Repeat, mainly, mainly. He mainly likes the money. Number 3. He will continue to work mainly for the money. He will continue to work for the money. The answer is chiefly. Repeat, chiefly. Chiefly. He will continue to work chiefly for the money. Number 4. The amount of money he has is not known. The amount of money is... The answer is indefinite. Repeat. Indefinite. Indefinite. The amount of money is indefinite. Look at figure 4. Listen to the first question. Number 1. Isn't Tom going with us? Repeat. Isn't Tom going with us? Repeat the answer. Yes, he's going with us. No, he isn't going with us. Complete question 2 with the words from question 1. Repeat question 2. Aren't you going with us? Answer the question. Repeat. Yes, I'm going with you. Repeat. No, I'm not going with you. Repeat question 3. Won't they leave now? Answer the question. Repeat. Yes, they'll leave now. Repeat. No, they won't leave now. Complete question 4 with the words from question 3. Repeat. Can't we leave now? Answer the question. Repeat. Yes, we can leave now. Repeat. No, we can't leave now. Repeat question 5. Didn't you leave early? Answer the question. Repeat. Yes, I left early. Repeat. No, I didn't leave early. Complete question 6 with the words from question 5. Repeat. Couldn't they leave early? Answer. Repeat. Yes, they could leave early. Repeat. No, they couldn't leave early. Listen to the questions in figure 5 and write in the missing words. Number 1. Why can't you go with us? Repeat. Why can't you go with us? Number 2. Who isn't going to the dinner? Repeat, who isn't going to the dinner? Number 3, which officers weren't there? Repeat, which officers weren't there? Number 4, where didn't they go? Repeat, where didn't they go? Number 5. When wasn't she smiling? Repeat. When wasn't she smiling? Number 6. How much haven't you paid on your rent? Repeat. How much haven't you paid on your rent? Look at figure 6. Listen to a statement. Then select the letter of the question that applies to what you hear. Number 1. Jane couldn't go to the dinner. The answer is A. Listen to the statement again and then ask the question. Jane couldn't go to the dinner. Now ask the question. Repeat. Why couldn't she go? Number 2. Some people aren't going to the meeting. The answer is B. Listen to the statement again and then ask the question. Some people aren't going to the meeting. Repeat. Who isn't going? Number 3. Tom wasn't here yesterday. The answer is A. Listen to the statement again and then ask the question. Tom wasn't here yesterday. Repeat. When wasn't Tom here? Number 4. One place they didn't go to was the museum. The answer is C. Listen to the statement again and then ask the question. One place they didn't go to was the museum. Repeat. Where didn't they go? Number 5. 5 officers weren't at the meeting. The answer is A. Listen to the statement again and then ask the question. 5 officers weren't at the meeting. Repeat. Which officers weren't at the meeting? Number 6. I haven't paid some of my rent. The answer is B. Listen to the statement again and then ask the question. I haven't paid some of my rent. Repeat. How much haven't you paid of your rent?
Look at figure 7. Listen to a question. Use the words in figure 7 to answer the questions. Number 1. Was Jan talking to you about her grades this morning? Repeat. Yes, and I advised her to study more. Number 2. Did Tom ask you when the meeting will be? Repeat, yes, and I told him to ask the secretary. Number 3. Did the captain allow the men to leave early? Repeat. No, he didn't allow them to leave early. Number 4. When did Alex invite Anne to go with him? Repeat. He invited her to go with him yesterday. Number 5. Why did she permit him to take her? Repeat. She permitted him to take her because he knew the way. Number 6. How often did he warn her to drive slowly? Repeat. He warned her several times to drive slowly. Number 7. Did the colonel order him to accept the assignment? Repeat. No, the colonel didn't order him to accept it. Number 8. Would Anne like Tom to pick her up after work? Repeat. Yes, she would like him to pick her up. Number 9. Did his country permit him to stay? Repeat. No, his country didn't permit him to stay. Number 10. Do you need someone to help you with that box? Repeat. No, I don't need anyone to help me. This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 18.